listener exclusive. It's Triple
M Breakfast. Matt Collins for Breakfast, the podcast edition.
G'day, Matt Collins from Triple M Brekkie, and it's great to hang out with you on the podcast edition. This is our weekly chat with Murrumbidgee Police District Inspector Glenn Smith, catching up with the inspector to keep us up to date with all the latest stories from the local boys and girls in blue. This week, the concerning story surrounding a Griffith shooting, a 39-year-old nurse arrested with forgery charges, and the Bonnie and Clyde duo arrested in Hay with close to 20 kilos of cannabis. Here he is, Police Inspector Glenn Smith. The Simon and Garfunkel classic, redone by the Lemonheads. Silly band name, but it's a great tune. Mrs. Robinson, of course. 11 past 7, Riverina MIA's 963 Triple M. Matt Collins for your brekkie. Good morning. Happy Tuesday. It's all thanks to our mates at Dom's Motors. The all-new Jeep Grand Cherokee is available right now in 5 and 7 seats at Griffith Jeep. Head over to the website for more info, griffithram.com.au. Choco Chase, goodness me, lots of calls, lots of answers coming in. None of them right so far. We're going to turn the page now and catch up with our good mate, Murrumbidgee Police District Inspector Glenn Smith. And I'm feeling a little bit nervous this morning, Inspector. How are you feeling?
G'day, Matt. G'day, listeners. Mate, I'm as cool as a cucumber.
Of course you are. You're used to all this this media stuff. The Inspector, just so you know, the Inspector has brought in a cameraman today. Ethan, give us a wave, Ethan. He's working hard. He's got a massive big contraption on his shoulder, pointing it straight at me. Inspector, what's going on?
Well, doesn't everyone?
You're famous. You're getting more and more famous every day.
I am hearing good reviews coming back through the police officers there from members of the public. Doesn't everyone have their own cameraman that follows them around?
Apparently so. You get 3 stars on your shoulder. You get whatever you want, it seems.
I wish. But no. We're currently filming a recruitment video for the Murrumbidgee PD. So Ethan's flown down from police media and He's shooting some footage of us and the locals and the local attractions.
Well, he's scraping the bottom of the barrel to come in and talk to you and I, mate.
Oh, come on, Matt. Everyone loves hearing your sweet dulcet tones this hour of the morning.
Well, this is it. Moving right along. I promised our listeners, Inspector, I would ask you about this. And in the Fair Dinkum Department, it's concerning a shooting in Griffith on Saturday night, Carathool Street. A lot of people will be listening right now going, that's just down the road from me. What's the latest? What can you tell us, please?
Okay, so I can tell you at about 11:15 p.m. on Saturday the 16th of March, emergency services responded to reports that a man had been shot at a home in Carathool Street. Officers from the Murrumbidgee Police District were informed that 3 males had forced entry into the premises through the front door, where the occupant, a 44-year-old man, was allegedly shot in the left leg. A second male resident of the home was also threatened with a firearm but was not injured. 3 males have then left the premises. The injured man was driven by the other male occupant to Griffith Base Hospital, where he was later transferred to Wagga Wagga Base Hospital, remains in a stable condition. The crime scene was established and detectives have commenced an investigation into the incident. And what I can say is there is no ongoing risk to the community. We're also urging anyone with information about the matter or who may have been in the vicinity at the time with any available dash cam mobile phone footage to contact Griffith Police Station or Crime Stoppers on 1-800-333-000. That number again, 1-800-333-000. And what I can say is our detectives, assisted by our intel and proactive crime team, have been working around the block, and I'll be able to give you guys an update, hopefully, in the not-too-distant future.
All right, we will definitely hold you to that, Inspector, but I'm going to play devil's advocate now. I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't, because people have questions, obviously. These three people have turned up to the house, allegedly have shot this person in the leg. I mean, one would assume they know each other, Inspector.
One would assume that, yes. But at this point in time, I cannot comment on that.
Okay. And is the man, he's obviously in a stable condition, is he cooperating with police, to your knowledge?
That I don't know. Yeah. So I can't comment on that, unfortunately.
Holding his cards close to his chest, as we suspected he would. But you will. You just said you'll keep us as soon as you have more info, and, yep, and you can let us know, you will.
When we've got an update, yes, for sure.
All right, moving right along. This one is concerning, Inspector. A 39-year-old nurse has been arrested and charged with forgery, goods in custody and drug offences in Leeton.
That's correct. So on Monday, the 11th of March, Leeton police were notified of a Leeton chemist of her repeated efforts to obtain a prescribed restricted substance, pregabalin, with fraudulent prescriptions. Police investigations commenced and established that a 39-year-old female fly-in, fly-out worker, nurse worker at the local hospital was using a prescription pad stolen from a doctor's surgery in Victoria a few years earlier. So at about 10:30 a.m. on the 14th of March, police attended the chemist and arrested the 39-year-old woman in relation to the matters before conveying her back to Leeton Police Station. So at about 3:20 p.m. that same day, police executed a search warrant at an address in Leeton. During the search warrant, police will allege they located the stolen prescription pad from Victoria, along with a second stolen prescription pad. The woman was charged with 19 offences relating to goods in custody, utter, forged, alter prescription, possess, attempt to obtain prescribed restricted substance, make and use false document, and possess identity info to commit indictable offences. She was granted conditional bail and will appear before Leeton Local Court on the 14th of May.
All right, so am I right in saying, again, these are all allegations at this stage, that this nurse had got her hands on a prescription pad, a stolen prescription pad from a doctor's surgery and was prescribing this restricted substance?
Well, she was attempting to obtain the restricted substance.
Right.
Yeah, that's what we'll allege.
Okay. And she's been granted bail, will appear in court 14th of May.
That's correct.
All right, let's... a bit of a Bonnie and Clyde story here, Inspector. A 23-year-old man and 25-year-old woman have been arrested in Hay with drugs in a car. Now, we talk a lot about drugs in our segment, but not always this amount of drugs.
Yeah, so this... so at about 6:40 p.m. on Saturday the 16th of March, police stopped a white Mitsubishi Pajero bearing Victorian registration plates as it travelled east along the Sturt Highway into Hay. The driver of the vehicle was a 25-year-old female from Orange and the passenger, a 23-year-old man, also from Orange. Police will allege they, when they stopped the vehicle, that they located initially 2.2 grams of finely ground cannabis within the front passenger door. A further search of the vehicle in the rear located two cardboard moving boxes containing approximately 18.5 kilograms of cannabis. Further search located two soft material luggage bags where a further 21.8 kilograms was located. Both the male and female were subsequently placed under arrest and conveyed to Hay Police Station, and they were later charged with supply prohibited drug commercial quantity, and they were bail refused to appear before Wagga Court.
You know what? I go to the gym most afternoons, Inspector. I lift
really
some pretty. don't sound too surprised when I tell you that. I lift some heavy weights on the rare occasion. I should just get into dealing drugs. There's some heavy weights there.
Well, I wouldn't recommend that, but yes, there are some considerable weight there in cannabis, and cannabis is not very heavy, so it's yeah.
Well, it is when there's 21.8 kilos of it, as well as 18 and a half kilos. Put that in each hand and you'd be Arnie in no time.
Yeah, that's correct. So that was a great result by Senior Constable Tim Holmes and Constable Louis Osmond from
indeed.
From Griffith that were out there working at Hay for the evening.
Well done to all involved, that's for sure. All right, we are going to wrap it up. You've got a joke for us?
I do.
You're on video here, Inspector. Ethan has got a close-up on your good-looking face.
I can see the camera coming in. Nice and tight.
Go for it.
What did the ocean say to the beach?
Oh, there's normally a police angle, but not this one. What did the ocean say to the beach?
Nothing. It just waved.
That's the level, Ethan.
It's a high bar.
Have a great week.
Thanks, Matt.
20 past 7 here on Triple M.
Waking up in Yanco. Matt Collins for breakfast on 963 Triple M.
A listener exclusive.